Winning the battle against the bagworm. That's coming up on This Land of Ours. Experts are warning not to wait until your evergreen plants are destroyed by the bagworm to take action.
At this point in time, the bagworms, depending on where you're at in the country, are just starting to hatch. By that I mean the old bags that have been hanging out on the plant. There are eggs inside some of those, and now little worms, and they're usually about the size of maybe a pencil lead point, are now starting to crawl out and attach themselves to various places on the plant, and then they'll start feeding.
Dennis Patton, Kansas State University Extension horticulturist, says each one of these bags can have 1,000 eggs or more.
When bagworms are small, just hatching here in June, you'll have to get up fairly close, maybe lift up a branch, look underneath, usually on the lower side of the branch, and they're just kind of hanging down, and they're very good about camouflaging themselves and make them almost look like part of the branch. So you have to look close.
And if you do see them now, then it's time to attack, because the bags are so thin, the sprays will penetrate, but the longer you wait, the less chance you have of controlling them.
And so probably by August, September, your only real option is the hand pick, which is probably not a job a lot of people just want to jump up and down and say, I'll go pick bagworms.
Some things you can use to battle the bagworm?
The one that's going to be more environmentally friendly is what we call the BT products, or the Bacillus thuringiensis. And this is a natural product then that attacks and kills the larval stage of the bagworms.
I'm Kathy Isom, Southeast AgNet.